from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Lynx golf can be a little messy for our heroes.
Did you just soil yourself?
It did sound a little wet, didn't it, right at the end?
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week on Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Oh, everyone likes their own brand, don't they? This is magic.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up? Good Friday. What's going on?
I just turned on my computer and the screen just turned blue and it gave me a frowny face and said, there is a problem.
You know what that is?
Well, we got a whole thing, right? But does that affect my little, like, apparently the internet is broken.
Blame it on that.
Where the hell's Al Gore?
Oh, playback failure on TV.
Oh, no.
All hell's breaking loose in here.
I didn't know my computer could give me a frowny face, but it was just a big blue screen.
Yeah.
With the, like, the Amazon face, but frowning at me.
The blue screen reboot is a thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
The blue screen of death. Yeah. They call it, right?
Yeah.
I remember the Xbox had the circle of death.
Oh, the red ring of death.
The red ring of
death. Yeah.
I don't know that.
If you had an Xbox, you know, it was like, remember back in the day when you had to blow on the Nintendo cartridge, you know?
You kind of had to clean it out. I mean, it really wasn't a thing, but we tried to make it a thing. Maybe this will help.
You had to blow on Contra in order to get it to work. Well, in Xbox, there was a little ring, and depending on how the ring lit up, you were supposed to, you know, turn it off, unplug it, back, you know, all those things. But when you got the red ring, they called it the red ring of death, and that was your Xbox.
Time for a new Xbox.
Giving you the middle finger of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're done here.
So it's over? Like, you can't?
Yeah, look, I got the damn frowny face again.
It basically signified, like, total system failure.
So completely dead.
Yeah.
Well, at least it tells you.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was kind of, well, I mean, in one way, it was devastating, but then at least you stopped trying to fix it. And by the way, wasn't it adorable, or it still is, when you think you have the ability to fix electronics? Like,
Like, well, it can't be that hard, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just take the motherboard out.
Yeah, I got this.
Maybe reconnect a couple wires.
Before you, at least with YouTube now, you can watch someone do it and then make your feeble
attempt.
That's
true. YouTube's very helpful.
Dude, back in the day, there was just a lot of like, let me take this apart and I have no idea what I'm doing and I've got a new one now.
Well, there are a lot of things in the world that signify death.
Yeah. The red ring.
The red ring and the blue screen are like two
old,
of them.
The old ring around the rosy. That was the haunting. I love how all the children rhymes back in the day were about death.
Yeah, children's stories, too.
Yeah, the ring around the rosy was the plague. You'd get the plague or cholera. You'd get the ring around your neck. And that was the, yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, you fall down.
And they'd put
dead.
A pocket full of posies so that your rotting corpse wouldn't stink. Ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Cool song, everybody. Let's do that one for the kiddies. Hey, sorry about the terminal disease. Don't worry, we're going to stuff some flowers so you don't stink while you rot, and you'll be fine. Ashes to ashes.
You should write the new one about COVID. For the kids.
Not going.
I loved COVID.
There's only one person here that needs to write the COVID, and it ain't me. Looking right at you, Cat Daddy.
You want me to write it?
Well, there was some rumor going around that maybe you had another round of it.
Oh, no.
We didn't, because, you know, it was controversy. We didn't see you at the golf tournament.
Yeah, I didn't see you. Well, were you on the south of the north?
Oh, I was seen by many people. I didn't see anyone that saw you. So, you know.
Well, I was there.
Allegedly.
Believe me.
Allegedly.
I was there.
Mm-hmm. And then you were gone yesterday. And,
yeah.
You know.
I had COVID again, I wouldn't be here.
Well, I love now that my computer, this is the fourth time it's restarted, and it just goes back to giving me the frowny face.
Is this a company computer?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think it might be this whole...
Yeah.
What is the name of the company that screwed everything up today?
CrowdStrike?
CrowdStrike, yeah.
What is CrowdStrike?
Apparently it's it's some sort of service that like every meaningful company on Earth uses.
Including Odyssey, by the way.
From Odyssey, 911, the airlines. I guess if you're trying to fly out PDX, good luck.
Yeah, Jeff Russ just told me that Southwest did not have an issue because it turned out that they were operating on Windows 3.0 still, and so it was so old it didn't matter.
Yeah, Southwest, they got in trouble because their system is so old that it kept screwing up, and so the feds were finding them. But it turns out that system that screwed them the last couple times saved them this time because it was too antiquated.
Well, it does seem that every time we upgrade something, whether it be here or in the world,
doesn't work.
Things get worse.
Yeah. Well, I like to know
technology
that the
sucks.
World today just went kaput.
I want to go back to horse and buggy.
Well, it is adorable for all our advancements. One thing can take us out. If you want to know how fragile we really are, realize that one dumbass sent out, I don't know, some sort of problematic update today, and the world stopped.
Is that what it was? The guy updated it?
They said it was, from my understanding, it was that they sent out a update.
Yeah.
And that update had either a glitch or something was wrong. I don't know if it, you know, of course, now you get your tinfoil hat on and it was sabotage and, you know.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's, you know, Biden's got COVID. Trump's been shot. Now the internet is, you know, what is, I don't know.
Who's winning?
Who's winning? What is occurring? China's building like new islands out in the middle of the Pacific.
What is occurring?
Moving to Mongolia.
I tell you what, it's wild out there.
It is wild.
We be wilding.
There's a lot going on right now. And then I have to hear from someone that it's like the worst time like to be alive ever.
Oh,
and then I'm like, read a history book.
Yeah, come on.
I mean,
yeah, I've got some friends leaving town tonight, and everything that they're saying on their little, you know, like you check in and it says on time and on their flight. Mm-hmm. They're saying everything's good to go.
Well, we'll see.
But we'll see.
Yeah. I'm driving, so I'm avoiding the airlines. So I'll be motoring to Gotham on my own. I don't trust the airlines. I'm taking it into my own hands.
You know where there's not anything going on?
My computer?
The sports world.
No. I was driving in listening to my favorite afternoon, or I should say midday show, because my favorite afternoon show is this one.
Yeah, midday show.
My favorite midday show.
Yeah, Danny and Dusty, mine too.
And they were breaking down...
I know not of another one.
Robert Griffin's five greatest fictional football players.
What?
And, yeah. Robert Griffin Jr., the Heisman Trophy winner.
Or the third, is it maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's the, not Junior, the third. That's right. Robert Griffin III. My apology is to whoever the hell the Junior is, the third. Yeah, he put out his list of his five greatest fictional football characters, and Danny and Dusty spent an hour talking about their five favorite fictional football players, and I was like, that's where you know that the sports day is, it's a little thin.
It so must be mid-July.
What's your top 10 then, Sue? Because clearly you've done more on this than they have.
Oh, yeah. This is right up my
And how high is Rudy on that list?
Oh, yeah. Fanman.
I mean, he's real, but is he?
Fanman had Rudy number one, and had I been in studio, I would have slapped him. I would have.
I heard them talking when I was driving in about FCS versus FBS versus Division III.
Where all the schools are located.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those days.
It was an exciting convo. I almost swerved off the road.
Again, lot going on right
now. Grabbing
my
phone to call in.
In the world of sports.
I know, look, it's the dog days.
Yeah.
You know, so we meander.
Yeah.
I love these kind of shows.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're not pressed for anything.
No.
You're not pressed for anything.
Should I troubleshoot? Because this is now the seventh time.
No, what an exciting time.
I think you should stop resetting it. It's... You've got bigger issues. There's... Unless you want to hit it hard, like maybe hit it.
I was thinking about dumping some liquid on it, you know, maybe cursing at it. I did see a thing today, you know, every now and then something comes across my timeline and it just rings so true to me. And it was made for me. And it was someone's wife who was filming the husband underneath the sink. And it said, does anyone else's husband, while he's fixing things, does he have conversations to himself while he just swears at himself? And I was like, I've never felt more seen in my entire life.
Of course.
Yes.
I thought everybody did that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you're fixing a sink, absolutely I'm talking to myself and the sink, and I will be angry at myself probably more than the sink.
Yeah.
Although there will be several cuss words hurled at
it could
sink.
Go smoothly.
Yeah.
And it's at least three F-bombs.
100%.
And that's a smooth
yes.
fix.
Absolutely. I had to replace the ice maker in my freezer a while back. Boy, I even got uncomfortable with how many times that I had to drop an F-bomb. I mean, there was some creative things coming out of my mouth there. In fact, I invented three or four new combos I didn't even know that I had in my bag.
There's a man who says he's a P1 of our station. He works in the tech industry.
Yeah.
This guy who approved the security update patch.
Yeah.
He's going on a very long vacation. And we all know what that means.
He's about to fall out of a window?
Yep. He's about to fall out of a Boeing.
Yeah. Hey, Buck, maybe, can you blame the yesterday's snafu on this?
Right there with
what
you already.
What happened yesterday?
Oh. Yeah, you mean,
what'd you do?
Dumpgate.
Yeah, you missed Dumpgate.
Did Suk cuss again?
Oh, no.
Nope.
No,
Suk.
No,
with his
no,
potty
no,
mouth?
Nope. No. Suk sent me a clip that needed some bleeping. Yeah.
Okay.
And I started bleeping it before the show, and I sent it to myself so I could continue working on it here. And I either sent or played the wrong version in the system. So the first bleep happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is it. This is right. And then S-F-S-S. And I'm blaming the CrowdStrike thing for the dump button not working at all and it all going out over the air.
Yeah. You see here,
this
is the moment that someone captioned on YouTube when it went awry.
There's a nice slow-mo of me doing it. Yeah.
That's the OS. Oh!
And I think you were tagged in a tweet, but one of our listeners, Zachary, he made a little video where he slowed down my
reaction
and mashing the dump button.
Now, did you say the S word?
No.
It was in the clip.
Well, I know, but it looks like you're saying the S.
Oh, no, like, I did not. That was the one thing our boss, Jeff Baton Rouge, gave me credit for, is not also swearing when it happened.
Yeah, because that would have been ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the listeners are, the virgin-eared listeners got an F and three S's?
Correct.
Yes.
I had to go back and listen and bleep it for the podcast.
Watch the video clip.
What a treat.
Yeah. The video clip and seeing the emotions go through Buckley's face are...
Whoa.
Because it happens twice in that clip.
Whoa!
Look at the disgust eye roll at the end when the audio's finally cut. That's gold. That's gold.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
God bless YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Caught that one. It's good times. Good times.
Well, that's why you tune in. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you never
that's right.
know.
Might always catch a roller coaster.
Cool, slow day yesterday, too, but we still managed to get in some Kobe Bryant cursing.
Yeah, we did.
Some childhood friend of Kobe Bryant.
It was Kobe Bryant?
That yeah.
Was
Kobe Bryant's childhood friend who was calling Kobe Bryant a piece of...
An F and P-O-S because
he's dead.
That was the whole point. Was this human piece of garbage... he was upset because he was one of Kobe Bryant's best friends, according to him, and then Kobe Bryant didn't give him any money.
You piece of garbage!
And he was upset about that, so he called Kobe Bryant a piece of garbage.
And he insisted that they were very close, and he just didn't have to cut him out like that.
Yeah. Didn't want anything from him, but...
But set him up.
Hook me up.
Like, even security, you know?
Just give me a job where I don't have to do anything and I can make my own money. And then he called Kobe Bryant a real piece of
And then he doubled down on it.
Doubled down, and yeah, it was a real.
When he's selling his memorabilia and S,
it was a classy move to eviscerate your dead childhood friend.
You know, I still can't believe he's dead.
I know, it's a little weird, huh?
Kobe Bryant.
Well, that was the other one. Is again speaking of Danny and Dusty and it being a thin day, they were debating the greatest number eight because Troy Aikman and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, they're fighting.
They have an eight tiff going on.
Yeah,
because Troy Aikman wants all things eight to be Troy Aikman, and Lamar Jackson said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
Can I just say I like Troy Aikman, but dude, what he wants all things to be him?
Well, he just wants
all things eight?
He wants to trademark spelling out. Eight, so that he can put it on clothing and things. And Lamar Jackson's like, no.
Well, why now?
Oh.
He's been retired for 20 years.
Someone probably came along and was like, Troy, he's a classy gentleman. He probably has a bunch of, leather goods or whatever that he wants to stamp eight on. He's selling beer. Remember, he was going to sell the Unity beer. He was going to sell the beer for all of us. So that the lefts and the rights could all get together and drink beer.
Yeah, non-woke Unity beer.
Non-woke Unity beer. Oh, it was going to be eight or something. QB eight, I don't know. Him and Lamar Jackson got into a pissing contest over the number eight. And Kobe was eight, but that was the Kobe that had the rape stuff. So we don't talk about that eight. We move on to the 24. That was the Kobe, he had the whole number change. And they were like, no, this version of Kobe. But
all right, well, we don't have Joey today. He's ducking us even. He
knows we're going to call him out on the lies.
He's traveling.
Exactly. Well, I think we're calling him out. He lied to us.
Yeah, he did lie to us.
Yeah. He said he had not been contacted about the Generation O uniforms, and clearly he had. And dare I say, those are the best uniforms Oregon's ever put out.
Are they out now?
Yeah. Dude, they're
crispy.
Fantastic.
Really?
Yes. Like, home run, as good as anything they've ever done. And little Joey's over there lying to us. I assumed that the uniforms are going to be trash and he was embarrassed about them. Nay, uniforms are fantastic. He still lied about it. And I was going to call him to the carpet. And then conveniently, he's not here.
Where is he?
He said vacation. Sorry, forgot to mention it.
Seems pretty vague. Mm. Kind of like Rop being gone the last 2 days when he may or may not have been at a golf tournament.
Oh, these green ones is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Are they called the...
The gangrene. Yeah. So they did like a hybrid of Joey's with the old gangrene.
Yeah.
They look really good.
And then they've got the new sleek duck on the shoulders, too. It kind of combines three different eras, and it looks really good.
It's a home
run. I love those colors.
Yes.
That's what Suk was saying, too. That green.
That's the green. That's the Oregon green.
We're all in agreement there.
The problem is with Oregon is you got 19 different shades of green. I understand you do all the different colors, but God, pick a green.
That one pops.
And that's the green that you should go with.
Not to, it's a meandering type
exactly.
of show, but let's just kick this up.
Yeah.
Can I make a controversial uniform statement?
Absolutely, you can.
I believe that... If black is not in your color scheme, mm-hmm. you should never wear black.
That's a valid point.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but everyone has one.
I know they do, and I'm sure it's big with the kids.
It's the easiest thing to do.
But I just don't...
Yeah.
That's weird to me that you don't have black in your color scheme. Why are you wearing black? And the Ducks wear black a lot.
I know. Well, BYU does it, and it bothers me. Because I love the BYU blues and whites in different shades, but they wear once a year, they go with the blackout, and it looks terrible.
I believe that anytime you turn on a football game, particularly, you should be able to instantly figure out who's playing.
Thank you.
And if BYU is wearing black, I can't tell that, and I have to look at the field? Yeah, you're going to make me look at the field to figure out who's playing?
And believe me, if you're going to have a university that shouldn't wear black, it's probably BYU. It's probably BYU. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. They hate the blacks.
Not since 1978. Get it right. What are you talking about?
All right. Well, great talk, please. Thank you.
As you know, on this program, when it comes to uniforms, we prefer the whites.
That's right.
Oh, and you missed it. I have a new soccer team.
The Thorns?
No, no, no.
They have a new coach.
They have, well, it's their old coach, but he's the new coach, even though he's the
When you were gone, Joey was trying to convince Soup that he needed to up his soccer fandom and pick
Joey who?
Harrington.
The liar.
Oh.
The liar that is Joey Harrington.
So it was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think you were in Vegas, maybe.
Yeah, you were in Vegas.
Catching COVID.
Yeah.
Me and Biden, did you see that? Biden got COVID in Vegas.
Well, we were debating.
Me and Joe.
The rumor is that Biden may drop out this weekend, and they're going to use COVID as an excuse. And if that happens, dare I say it's your fault. I believe that you gave President Biden.
That was my plan.
COVID. He has the Asachi 19 strain.
Yes. He drops out, someone new comes along, wins the election, and you can take credit for that.
Asachi.
Yeah. Dude, the brand is taking off right now. It's ridiculous.
But Joey told Souk that he should pick an English Premier League team to follow to kind of up his soccer knowledge. So Souk wanted to find one.
Yeah, my point was soccer is just so broad. It's hard to.
Yeah, I don't know who plays.
And so he said, start with the English Premier League. And I was like, okay, where do I start there?
Chelsea.
But I didn't want like a really good team. I needed like an up and coming, maybe a blue collar team. And so we were kicking around some ideas and he goes, no, you're a Leeds United fan. So he explained to me why I needed to be a Leeds United fan. And I wasn't 100% sold, but it was an interesting, I was open to the idea. And then someone texted in. Do you know what the name?
Oh, no, I found it on the Wikipedia.
Oh, was it you that found it?
Yeah, I went down a deep dive, like, what are they called? What's their nickname? Yeah.
Do you know what they're called? You know what their nickname is?
Leeds United.
Leeds United. Their name. Their nickname.
You don't often hear the EPL team's nickname.
No, because it's not. It's like, it's just.
They don't.
It's Leeds, kind of a secondary.
It's a secondary link. It's Leeds United. It's their football club, but they have a name that they're known by.
I got it. The Peckers.
The what?
Oh, really?
They're the whites.
Whoa.
I'm like, oh my.
What is that?
It's because of their classic white, all white kits that they used to wear
early on.
So it was how they were, because like, oh, the whites are playing today because of their white uniforms, So we found Souk's team.
Could you mix in a black? So do they have any black guys on their team?
Yeah.
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 They're owned by the 49ers ownership group. Yeah.
But more importantly, you know who I'm rooting for when it comes to the EPL? The whites.
So that's your new team?
That's my team. The whites. I'm already working on getting myself a white uniform.
Let me guess. It's black.
I'm sure they have one. Hey, what are the whites wearing today? Ah, they're wearing a blackout uniform. It's very confusing.
You want to start sports talk?
Not really, but we can.
Nah.
You want to talk some summer league?
No.
Good.
Blazers play tonight?
Kling Kong, 8 o'clock.
Yes. Well, at least he's interesting.
Yeah, he's actually well, according to every single report that we've done, leads the summer league in rebounding and blocks. Wait.
Boom.
Per game. They have to... Wait, we always have to have a qualifier. Well, he doesn't really lead, but he leads per game.
Hey, lost in all the muck, though. The Blazers, with a win, could reach the 4-team playoff of the Summer League.
Playoff?
We could get a championship this year.
Not going to lie. It just wiggled.
This is pretty...
I'm that excited.
Moved a little?
Moved a little.
God.
Yes, sir.
Poll question next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right, poll question time. It's on X at 1080 The Fan today.
I can't see it, so I'm working blind.
Why not?
Today. Well, again.
Pull it on your phone, dude.
My computer. I don't know what to tell you.
Everybody does everything on their phone now.
I don't like to do the show on my phone.
Sign documents on there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, DocuSign. Send all my nudes. But right now, I can't even do that. I got nothing, man.
I see you got your phone fixed.
Yeah, I did.
That's great.
Yeah. Only cost me a gajillion dollars. Really cool. I now have, my son got me, like, the best case screen protector, although he did order it in pink, which, by the way, nice play, Tiny Y. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's pretty stupid looking. Not going to lie.
Well, that's what happens when you're like, hey, just order me something. Order me the one that's not going to break. And there you go. Hey, it was $4 cheaper in that color.
So the question today is, what are expectations for Oregon football over the next five seasons? Title or bust? Deep college football playoff runs? Compete for the Big Ten? Or just make it fun?
Just make it fun, yeah.
Vote and vote hard on X at 1080 The Fan.
There's like some old guy that's saying just make it fun, but that old guy is not Phil Knight. There's only one answer to this.
Title or bust?
Title or bust.
Is that where we're at now?
That's where we're at, yeah.
Gotta win.
Well, you're putting together top two or three recruiting classes. You've got supposedly this coach now that people are talking about as if he's like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah, Kirby Smart name checking you in drops there.
You have better odds to win the title than Alabama.
Yeah.
It's really weird. Yes.
What are their odds to win it?
They're
this
the
year?
Third best odds
third best,
behind
so it's Georgia
and Ohio State.
And Ohio
what
State.
Is it? What's the number?
I think it's let me check. I don't remember.
Is it plus six, maybe plus eight?
I thought it was like plus 850, but I'll double check.
I think we were talking about this. I think it's about the same as like the 49ers or like the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL. I mean, that's where you're at. So when you're getting put in that sort of odds company, like if you ask the Niners or the Ravens, like over the next 5 years, Super Bowl or bust, you've reached that point. And when you recruit like this, you know, and this has been true for the last couple seasons, you just haven't beat the team. There's really only one or two games on your schedule that you should really scare you. And it's a little different now that you're in the Big Ten. But when you look at Oregon's schedule, the only teams that athletically should really scare you, and that means like basically as long as you show up and play your game, you're winning 10 games.
To a man, you should be better than everyone you play except for two games.
Except for Michigan and except for Ohio State.
They have the fourth best odds now. Texas just snuck ahead of them. Plus 800. So 8-1 odds for the Ducks
to
title.
Okay, get this. So the Ducks right now are plus 800 to win the college football playoff.
Yes.
You can get Xander Schauffele plus 1,000 to win the Open right now.
Yeah.
That's after two rounds, he's six shots back. But, I mean, which would you... I'm like, I don't know. Maybe this is why I like golf betting, is some of these odds are...
You got good odds.
Well, they're long.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not a bad bet, well, plus 1,000. But Oregon to win the title, plus 850, that's... I don't like that number. That's not a...
I'm going to pull this up.
I don't like them as a favorite. I like them as a...
I don't think anyone wants to be the favorite.
Well...
So you said, what was it, Buck?
Plus 800?
Plus 850.
No, it's just 800 now.
800.
Got
so
even shorter.
You are somewhere right now, in just to put that in perspective with the NFL, you are between the Niners and the Ravens. So Kansas City's okay. The favorite at plus 550, San Francisco at 650, and then the Ravens are at 9. So you are squarely in between. You're the Niners in Baltimore.
Are you? I will give you three bets.
Yeah.
You can place all of your life savings on Oregon to win the championship at plus 850, mm-hmm. the Ravens to win the Super Bowl at plus 900, or Xander Schauffele at plus 1,000 to win this tournament.
I ain't touching Xander Schauffele. I'm going to put my money on the Ravens.
I'd put it on the Ducks.
And just this year, right? Or you're going?
Yeah, I'm just talking about this.
No, I'll take the Ravens.
Those three bets are for this.
I'll take the Ravens. I mean, look.
I'm betting on Schauffele in that instance.
Are you?
Yeah, I mean, they're all long shots.
Yeah.
But there's just less that he has to do that.
Did you already lay Schauffele?
I always take Schauffele.
No, I meant, like, did you bet him live?
No, I haven't bet him live. I bet him pre-tournament.
Oh, because his odds were better before the tournament.
Yeah. This is where I go with golf. Anytime you're betting in golf, like, you're betting wrong. You just are. Golf is the ultimate nut cruncher, which is why those odds are always so funky. You want to talk about things that can happen? I mean, my God, you had a gust from the wind. And by the way, you can't even control your own fate.
They were getting smoked out there today.
Oh, God, they had 30 to 45 mile an hour wind gusts. I mean, some of that stuff is just downright silly.
Do you see that par five that everyone's struggling with is on pace to be the worst scoring par five in the last 20 years of majors?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What hole? 16? Not 16.
No, I'll pull it up. It was I think it's on the front.
Damn, dude.
And there's the whatever it is. The what do they call the bunker there? The old circle of hell.
It's the postage stamp green with the coffin bunker.
Yeah, the coffin bunker. That's where eight. You hit it out and it just rolls right back to you. Yeah. I mean, some of that stuff is just it's silly. So I will, if you gave me the chance to bet on elite teams or elite golfers, I'll bet on elite teams.
The sixth hole, Isaac. The par five sixth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I look at Baltimore and I still can't believe that they lost last year, and they should have won despite having, quite frankly, the world's worst game plan, which, do you know, to this day, no one has explained that. There's not one person on that staff that has come out and give a reasonable explanation for that game plan. Blows my mind. And they still almost won.
Who is the OC?
Todd Monken, right?
Monken, yeah. That's right. From
or is it
Georgia?
Jeff Monken?
Yeah.
Todd? I don't remember.
I thought it was Todd. One of them is the Army coach and the other one, you got your Monkens. I think it's Todd.
I think it's Todd. Yeah, I think Jeff is the Army coach.
It's the damnedest thing. And then if Flowers doesn't fumble, it may not matter.
Well, you know, the year before, you remember what happened to them the year before?
I thought Lamar was hurt the year
he
before.
He was, and they still almost beat Cincinnati. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor fumbled on the goal line.
Yeah.
Remember that? I mean, like, they've been really close.
Baltimore's knocking on the door that you lose your coordinator now, and, you know, but I just, if you're giving me those three, I'll take a team with a two-time MVP that's been knocking on the door, that's as good as anyone, whereas I'm not touching golf, and as much as I like Oregon, and I think this is the best Oregon team, depth-wise that we've seen, I'm not certain if there's star power on this team. You have a brand new quarterback who's a proven guy, but it is a new year, a new system. I think depending on what they end up doing up front, there is potentially seven transfer starters on the defense. There's going to be 10 of them that play, but possibly seven starters, including basically your entire secondary. And even though those are all good players, that scares me a little bit that there's no continuity there. And I don't know, and as much as I like Dan Lanning, again, I get every Husky fan that will shout to the heavens that we sit here and crown Dan Lanning and his best win is probably against Utah. So yeah, for me, Oregon, there's a little bit of a prove it. Whereas with Baltimore, I got a two-time MVP. I've got the third best coach in the NFL. Fourth, maybe the most underrated coach. So I'll take Baltimore.
I see all those reasons. The only reason I would pick the Ducks is I think they have fewer good teams to get through.
Sure. Yeah, they only have.
And because Baltimore has all that experience and the infrastructure in spades, Oregon might have that. We don't know, but I think that they have a tougher, an easier road than the Ravens.
Well, and this is a weird year, too, in that even if let's say you get drilled by Ohio State, whatever, as long as you take care of business. How about this? You could lose to Ohio State and lose to UW, or lose to Ohio State and Wisconsin, whatever. and you're still in the playoff. As long as you win two of your four, let's assume that you don't get nicked off by an also-ran, right? So you got four games that you would look at on your schedule if you're a Duck fan. You're like, all right. One of them, obviously, Ohio State, and that's at home. The other one, Michigan on the road. You got Camp Randall on the road, and then I think you got UW at home, if I'm not mistaken. And UW, by the way, ain't supposed to be that good this year, but it's UW. It's a rivalry game. I think Fish is a good coach, so I'll throw that one in there as just kind of like, yeah, there. You got four of those. You win two of those, just two, and you've got a really, really good chance with as high as you're ranked. As long as those losses aren't just drubbings, like where you get embarrassed, dude, you're going to be one of the top 12 teams in the country.
So then you just have to have it rolling by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Well, but then you have to win
then
four.
Then you got to win.
Right?
Yes.
Don't you have to win four to win it all?
Unless you're one of the top
Unless
four
one
and you
of the
get a
top
bye.
Top four, you get a bye. So Oregon would have to, yes, Oregon would have to win.
Dude, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
That is tough.
Yes, it is, which is, again, why I said, well, but Baltimore would still, you know, you got to win the
okay,
same.
Here's the thing. Would you rather have Oregon... Okay, so you have Oregon's team the way it is, like mm-hmm. they're loaded with talent, best yeah. talent they've ever had. Would you rather have the prior format where you can slip up less in the regular season, and if you get into the Final Four, then you only have to win two games, or would you rather have it where they can slip up now that they're in the Big Ten? Would you rather have it where they can slip up in the regular season, still get into the tournament, but once they're in the tournament, now they have to win four games?
It's harder to win in this format.
Yeah, easier before.
Easier before.
But harder if you lose to Washington,
yeah, then you're screwed.
You're out.
So there's no such thing as an easy championship. There just isn't. But and maybe this is starting to tilt because, and again, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, we'll have a Merry Christmas. If Oregon recruits like this for the next 3 or 4 years, it will no longer... This won't be a deterrent for them. The new format will benefit them. Because the idea is that when you're playing a Bama, you're playing an Ohio State, they're just more talented than you. And the more you're forced to play that team, the cream will rise to the top, right? It's a war of attrition the more you play. And so it behooves a lesser team to just have to do it one or two times. But if Oregon keeps stacking recruiting classes like this, and keeps getting these kids, they're going to be one of the teams. They're going to be one of the 5 to 6 teams that the long format benefits because you're just going to have depth. You're going to have what Georgia has. So right now, I would say that I think the other way would be more beneficial, but I think Oregon is at least on the path. Not ready to crown anyone yet, but they're on the path to this new format being easier or I guess being more beneficial.
And then so the top four get byes?
Correct. Yes. The top four get byes and then 5 through 12 have head-to-head matchups.
Yeah, so they have to win. So the bye is big. I think the bye is big.
Bye is enormous.
Yeah.
So you really want to win the Big Ten.
Yes.
That's the key.
And then also seeds 5 through 8 get a home game.
Home game.
So
yeah, right.
Yeah, and so that's good. So when you, like... You know, there's a chance that if you don't win the Big Ten, you're either on the road or you're hosting like LSU. And trust me, you want to be at home hosting LSU or Bama as opposed to going to their place to play.
This is
going to
be so fun. I have a follow-up question on this. Yeah. But real quick, on X, at 1080 The Fan, the daily poll question is, what are expectations for Oregon football over the next 5 seasons? Title or bust? Deep college football playoff runs, compete for the Big Ten title, or just make it fun. Vote, vote hard. We'll be back. Follow up on this. Wrap up the conversation. But first, Buck with SportsCenter. You know, I do have to say, before we get back into super hot Duck football expectation talk, we are seeing way more of Derek Jeter post-retirement than I ever thought we would.
Yeah, you thought he'd be one of those guys that just slipped away?
Yeah.
Well, he did the Marlins thing.
Well, I know,
yeah.
But he's on TV and he's doing American Family commercials and he's broadcasting.
The Marlins thing didn't work out that well.
So, well,
what else are you gonna
not do? If you ask him.
Oh yeah, he's fine.
He said he did a great job,
Jerry DePoto style.
Well, they do say that he brought in a lot of the. He was good. I don't know what ended up happening with him in terms of just his job and everything, but
I think they just kind of ushered him out.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe he was like abrasive or something. I don't know. Maybe he's hard to deal with. But from what I read, they said that he actually did a really good job scouting young talent and brought in a lot of good young talent to Miami. But I don't know. I just thought Derek Jeter would retire and it'd be like, you just would never see him. But he's everywhere.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's hard. Well, we know it's hard for guys to retire. I mean, absolutely. And
Well, it's easy money, right?
It's easy money, and I think one of the hardest things about fame from, and it's not like I've been around fame like my entire life, but I've seen snapshots of it, and I know enough guys, and I think we all do in this business, and been, you know, I got a good friend of mine that's very high up in the music industry, and I think one of the more underappreciated aspects of Derek Jeter, or if you're a rock and roll star or whatever, is they all claim to want their privacy until they actually get it. Who was it recently that had that? I think it was Kevin Bacon recently had a thing like in the last couple weeks where Bacon dressed up like a normal dude.
I don't want any Kevin Bacon slander if that's what you're about to.
No. Kevin Bacon like dressed up and, like, so you couldn't tell it was Kevin Bacon. And he goes, his whole thing was, I've been Kevin Bacon for 40 years, right? The guy's been famous since he was like 17 years old. And he goes, I just went incognito. He had a makeup guy do it. And he goes, I hated it. He goes, I absolutely hated it. Because you take for granted. When Kevin Bacon goes into a coffee shop, guess who's not waiting for coffee? Kevin Bacon. When Kevin Bacon walks into a restaurant, he's got a table. And so I think a lot of those guys, it's the old, I've talked about this, that when I was in Tampa and I would be around Warren Sapp, and I was a little bit of a flunky. I just, he drove me around, and I got to kind of be in his wake. That dude loved to complain about how he couldn't go anywhere in Tampa without being bothered. He drove the most expensive Mercedes with the loudest sound system. He had the darkest windows tinted. They were never up. And he had a personalized license plate that said 99 QB killer. I was like, and then he would be like, I can't believe
it. But hey, leave me alone.
Yeah, but leave me alone.
That's hate, man.
Dude, respect my privacy.
No one wanted to be left alone less than that guy. Yeah. And so I think sometimes even guys like Jeter, they're like, oh, I can't wait to just drift off into obscurity. And then they're like, wait a minute. I've had this unbelievable level of fame for 20 years, and whether I want to admit it or not, I like being Derek Jeter.
Or they're just bored.
Yeah, that
you
too.
Know? I mean, they don't want to sit around. And then they come to you and say, hey, would you like to do an Allstate, American Family commercial?
We'll give you $1 million.
We'll give you $1 million. Oh, yeah. I have to show up and shoot for one day? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and it's too good of money.
And there's a bunch of pretty interns that'll, you know, be around you and be like, oh, Mr. Jeter, oh, you're great.
Yeah, you can sexually harass them.
There you go. You know? very few people can pull a Timmy Duncan.
Actually, you can't. Strike that from the record. You're not allowed to do that.
Not according to someone.
But a lot of men.
Someone said that you
believe
can.
That you should.
Someone
be
said when you're famous, you can do whatever you want.
All right. So anyway, Jeter, whatever. Yeah. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're talking about expectations for Oregon. And I think it's just the idea that Oregon football is in this realm of win a title or it's a disappointment.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh?
Is wild.
Yeah.
It's really wild. Yeah. But it's fun.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
But you're right. I'm with you. I think they got to win one.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they got to win one.
At this point.
But I have a couple questions about this.
Well, we can answer those questions because we've got hours to go.
Things that may hold them. Well, not necessarily things that hold them back, but just, I don't know. I guess we were talking about it through the prism of other like bets, other long shot bets like Xander to win the Open or Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
But that's the thing, they're not even a long shot bet anymore.
Well, but it's still 850. That's a hard bet to hit. Sure. I'm saying, of course, they're better or worse odds than a lot of the others, but it's still not.
Yeah.
Like that, what are the odds of a plus 850 bet hitting?
Yeah.
Like the percentage is not high.
Sure.
So it's still a long shot bet. It's just, there's something about me that does not trust the Ducks. I don't know why. I just don't.
You haven't seen it.
I guess that's what it is.
I think that's a big part of it.
Maybe it's just the idea that something bad's going to happen.
Well, why would you trust it? I guess that's my question.
Well, because they're so talented. Well, because, I mean, in college, I think what you're saying is in college football, look, if you're this talented, we've seen it. Talent wins out.
Yes.
As long as you have good coaching, which Oregon does. And you stay relatively healthy, you are going to win 95% of your games. It's going to come down to the two matchups, like where you play teams that are as talented or more talented than you. And that's Ohio State and maybe Michigan or whoever they play in the college football playoff. I'm just saying, even if Oregon is the most talented team in the country, there's something about maybe it's just a mental hurdle about being here in Oregon and living the last 20 to 25 years of them building this, that you kind of have to pinch yourself that they're even in this spot. And there is still a little element of, I don't trust it because it's like uncharted territory.
Absolutely.
Whereas Georgia and Alabama,
been there.
I mean, that's all they do. That's their expectation every year.
Although, to be fair, when Georgia, when Kirby got there, Georgia had that, because as good as Mark Richt was, remember, Georgia hadn't won one since like 81. You know, there's an element of that that even in Georgia, it was like, because they couldn't get by Alabama, and Clemson had that too, and you know, it's
well, and Alabama didn't have it until they got Saban. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did, but not really.
Yeah,
they went through some down years.
Oh, absolutely, they went through the Mike Price. The
Texas kind of has
Mike Price weeks.
Yeah, Mike Price days. Yeah. Texas has it. Ohio State has it, where it's like kind of every year, but there aren't many schools in that realm, man. And Oregon being true. In that realm is really wild, and I just.
And somewhere UW fan is laughing at him, being like, yeah, beat us first.
Yeah, I just think
I get that.
I see like a scenario where they get into a UW game or
I think
a college football playoff game and something goes wrong or a bad call here.
The difference is one of my dear friends is a diehard Husky. He went there, wife went there, kid went there, loves him. And last year, you know, they got to the brink of a national title, and he knew going into that game that this was, I'm not going to say it was a one-off, but they knew that this was an opportunity and they're not going to come around. Whereas I think even he would admit, we've had this conversation and it pisses him off, but it feels like UW had a moment, right? And you see that. Virginia Tech all those years ago with Michael Vick had a moment. You see teams, Auburn with Cam Newton had a moment and they took advantage of theirs. You have moments. Where it feels like more when Clemson or Georgia was building theirs, that wasn't a moment. You're building. There's foundations being laid.
It's an extended
and it feels
window.
Like Oregon had their moments when they had the two, but they've continued to build and they've been through the rocky times and the coaching changes, and it really feels like a real solid foundation, and now they're
It feels a little different.
It's not like, oh my God, if we don't get there in a year or two, it's not going to happen.
Until Lanning leaves for Alabama and all his players follow him.
That would certainly be something.
We've already wrote that off, right? Like, it's not possible.
Well, for right now. I don't say never.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Not in college football.
But he does seem pretty committed.
All right. We'll wrap up that combo next. 351 on the Fan. Yeah, so the poll question today, expectations for Oregon, we all agree here, title or best. Next 5 years, let's go.
I did have a couple other cross-sport comparisons for you, odds-wise.
Okay.
MLB, the closest odds to winning the World Series would be the Orioles.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
This season. Okay. The 76ers for the next NBA championship.
Okay. Ooh.
And the Oilers for the next Stanley Cup.
See, I mean,
I don't like the Sixers one.
The Sixers one I don't love, but you know, the Oilers were there on the doorstep, and obviously the Orioles, I mean, they get some pitching help. They're as good as anyone in baseball.
So Baltimore, so the Ducks winning the college football playoff akin
odds-wise
to Baltimore winning
Super Bowl.
Baltimore winning the Super Bowl and
the
World Series.
Yeah.
And then Edmonton winning the
Stanley Cup.
The
only one of those that I don't like is the
Sixers.
Sixers. Yeah.
Winning the NBA title.
Do the Ducks' title hopes rest on a 7-footer's terrible knees and ankles?
Hey, I like my guy clinging. Wait, did you just mention?
No.
Oh, what did you just say?
He was referencing Embiid, not Cleveland, but yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were...
No. Trust me, the Blazers' title hopes do not rest on Donovan Kling.
Well, if they're going to win a title, he better be healthy.
They do not rest
to that league.
On the 18 minutes he's going to play and the 4 points and 8 rebounds that he's going to grab.
Well, so what I was thinking was, in some other sports, particularly the NBA, we always talk about how there is a learning curve, right? Like you're a young team, or like the Nuggets have to take their lumps before they get over the hump or whatever. Is that true in college football? Is that a thing that Oregon, having not been a blue blood for so long?
I mean, I suppose, but at the same time, there's such roster turnover every year in college football, especially now with their transfer portal. I think that's becoming less and less.
So it's just a year to year.
I think it's a year to year thing. Now, I don't want a team full of a bunch of freshmen. you know, that I'll tell you that. I think the fact that Dylan Gabriel's, you know, 39 years old and is on his third team, I think that certainly helps as opposed to having a freshman. If you tell me you have a true freshman quarterback, you're not winning a national championship.
Gabriel's 23, by the way.
I know. I just was making a joke because he's been around college football a lot. But yes, I mean, and if you've noticed now, this tends to be more of the trend, and I think it will continue to be the trend. I think the days of turning your team over to the Johnny Manziels and the Jameis Winstons as freshmen and saying, hey, we're going to take our lumps and we're going to grow with this guy, I think for the title teams, I think those are less and less. You know, you look at a lot of these teams now, they've won titles with transfer quarterbacks. And I think when Dylan Gabriel goes, obviously, you now brought in Dante Moore, and he's going to be the guy, you would think. But if Dante Moore is not the guy, I promise you, Oregon's not going to turn to a freshman. They're going to go out and find the next guy that was a star at, oh, I don't know, the star quarterback at Purdue or the star quarterback at Maryland, and they're going to go out and find him. Because that's the one position. I think you can be young at some places. I don't necessarily think you can be young at quarterback.
So if Oregon, let's say Oregon gets down to the nitty.
The nitty.
The nitty gritty or to the natty?
No, the nitty gritty.
Okay. Nitty natty?
And they are playing Georgia or Bama.
Sure.
Maybe even Ohio State again.
Mm-hmm. Texas.
They could play Ohio State, by the way, three times this year, hypothetically.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, regular season, Big Ten championship, and then...
no, let's just say Georgia and Alabama. Okay.
Playoff.
Or maybe even just Georgia. Let's just keep it to Georgia. Are you betting Oregon? Like,
no.
Exactly.
No.
And that's my only point. My only point is, man, when push comes to shove, you get in that big game against that team that's been there. It's tough to have the faith.
Yeah, you got
to
prove it. You got to win those games. And they've seen, you know, sporadically, remember a couple years ago, they with Mario Cristobal, by the way, they beat Ohio State at Ohio State.
Yeah, but I'm talking about,
I know.
The biggest stage, the biggest game.
I know. I'm just saying, like, Oregon has taken steps over the years, but you're right in that I have not seen anything that leads me to believe that when push comes to shove, you know, and Dan Lanning's been here 2 years, but, I mean, and the really only stuff we have to go on, I mean, the collapse in the Civil War 2 years ago was inexcusable. I mean, it just...
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's an abomination. That's one of those that if you're on the hot seat, that game gets you fired. Obviously, Dan Lanning's not in trouble, but it was that kind of meltdown. And then, you know, in three games, you've been on the doorstep against Washington. And, you know, whether you want to call it, you know, players not making enough plays, or certainly you can point to Dan Lanning's coaching decisions and say that every one of those games was winnable and you let every one of those go down your leg. So I think it is absolutely fair to say that, even in a game like with UW, you've got something to prove, let alone playing the Alabamas or the Georgias of the world.
I just think that's a 100%. Big difference between taking Oregon in our betting scenario here as opposed to taking the Ravens.
Yeah.
Well, and that, I guess, well, Harbaugh's won one, but Lamar hasn't.
But that's ultimately why I went with Baltimore is, again, I think he had a two-time MVP and a coach that has been there, done that, and I would trust Baltimore a little bit more. Oregon definitely has a prove it because they're the shiny object right now, and everyone loves them, and everyone's jocking them, and it's like the sexy team, and, oh, they're getting all these recruits, and I get it. Beaver fan, Husky fan, Bulldog fan, Tide fan, they just sit there and laugh and say, well, you know, good luck winning something.
Go Beavers,
and when you do, come talk to me. But I will tell you that having talked to enough people, there are a lot of people in the world of college football that are worried about what's happening out of Eugene, which is why you're hearing more and more coaches name check Oregon. And even last year, before they lost to UW, there was a national kind of buzz being like, hey, the one team you don't want to see in the playoffs is Oregon. And then, of course, UW looked at that and laughed and was like, we'll see him again and we'll beat him again.
Super hot jeans talk. You ready for jeans talk?
All right. Dad jeans, I hope.
Coming up next. No, did you know that the SEC has...
Jeans.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Mom jeans.
You know, mom jeans are back. The kids are wearing
jeans. They hike those babies up, right?
No, yeah.
The waist.
Yep.
Did you know the SEC has an unofficial official jean?
Really?
Did you know that?
I hope it's Buddy Lee Man of Action jeans.
What does that even mean?
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Oh, dude, those are great. The old Lee jeans, they had a little... he was Buddy Lee. He was like a little action figure. He was the man of action. He was the official guy of Lee jeans.
Did you have Lee jeans when you were growing up?
I had Bugle Boy jeans.
Did you have tough skins? I had tough skins.
Yeah, I could see that being a Midwest.
I had Lee and Bugle Boy.
Yeah. My mom bought me tough skins. I was like, oh, mom.
Yeah. The
word like Carhartts for kids. I've never heard of tough skins.
Yeah, yeah, they were just like
they were like
Balen Hay jeans.
They had reinforced
working man's jeans.
That's right.
They had like patches pre-sewn over the legs so that you couldn't blow out the knees. They were like the worst. No one wanted tough skins.
No, you didn't want that.
No,
you were a nerd if you wore tough skins. And my mom would buy me tough skins. She didn't care.
The worst ones that I had hand-me-down Bugle Boy jeans, AC Slater style. Well,
Bugles were popular at one point.
There was a lot of buckles on those things. That's all I know.
All right, Hot Jean Talk next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
You know, I do have to say, before we get back into super hot Duck football expectation talk, we are seeing way more of Derek Jeter post-retirement than I ever thought we would.
Yeah, you thought he'd be one of those guys that just slipped away?
Yeah.
Well, he did the Marlins thing.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But he's on TV, and he's doing American Family commercials, and he's broadcasting.
The Marlins thing didn't work out that well.
So. Well...
What else are you gonna
Not do? If you ask him.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He said he did a great job.
Jerry DePoto style.
Well, they do say that he brought in a lot of the... he was good. I don't know what ended up happening with him in terms of just his job and everything, but...
I think they just kind of ushered him out.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe he was like abrasive or something. I don't know. Maybe he's hard to deal with, but from what I read, they said that he actually did a really good job scouting young talent and brought in a lot of good young talent to Miami, but I don't know. I just thought Derek Jeter would retire and it'd be like... You just would never see him, but he's everywhere.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's hard. Well, we know it's hard for guys to retire. I mean, absolutely. And
well, it's easy money, right?
It's easy money, and I think one of the hardest things about fame, from, and it's not like I've been around fame like my entire life, but I've seen snapshots of it, and I know enough guys, and I think we all do in this business, and been, you know, I got a good friend of mine that's very high up in the music industry, and I think one of the more underappreciated aspects of Derek Jeter, or if you're a rock and roll star or whatever, is they all claim to want their privacy until they actually get it. Who was it recently that had that? I think it was Kevin Bacon recently had a thing like in the last couple weeks where Bacon dressed up like a normal dude.
I don't want any Kevin Bacon slander if that's what you're about to.
No. Kevin Bacon like dressed up and, like, so you couldn't tell it was Kevin Bacon. And he goes, his whole thing was, I've been Kevin Bacon for 40 years, right? The guy's been famous since he was like 17 years old. And he goes, I just went incognito. He had a makeup guy do it. And he goes, I hated it. He goes, I absolutely hated it. Because you take for granted. When Kevin Bacon goes into a coffee shop, guess who's not waiting for coffee? Kevin Bacon. When Kevin Bacon walks into a restaurant, he's got a table. And so I think a lot of those guys, I've talked about this, that when I was in Tampa and I would be around Warren Sapp, and I would kind of, I was a little bit of a flunky. I just, he drove me around, and I got to kind of be in his wake. That dude loved to complain about how he couldn't go anywhere in Tampa without being bothered. He drove the most expensive Mercedes with the loudest sound system. He had the darkest windows tinted. They were never up. And he had a personalized license plate that said 99 QB killer. I was like, and then he would be like, I can't believe
it. But hey, leave me alone.
Yeah, but leave me alone.
That's hate, man.
Dude, respect my privacy.
No one wanted to be left alone less than that guy. Yeah. And so I think sometimes even guys like Jeter, they're like, oh, I can't wait to just drift off into obscurity. And then they're like, wait a minute. I've had this unbelievable level of fame for 20 years, and whether I want to admit it or not, I like being Derek Jeter.
Or they're just bored.
Yeah, that
you
too.
Know? I mean, they don't want to sit around. And then they come to you and say, hey, would you like to do an Allstate, American Family commercial?
We'll give you $1 million.
We'll give you $1 million. Oh, yeah. I have to show up and shoot for one day? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's too good of money.
And there's a bunch of pretty interns that'll, you know, be around you and be like, oh, Mr. Jeter, oh, you're great.
Yeah, you can sexually harass them.
There you go. You know? very few people can pull a Timmy Duncan.
Actually, you can't. Strike that from the record. You're not allowed to do that.
Not according to someone.
But a lot of men.
Someone said that you
believe
can.
That you should.
Someone
be
said when you're famous, you can do whatever you want.
All right. So anyway, Jeter, whatever. Yeah. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're talking about expectations for Oregon. And I think it's just the idea that Oregon football is in this realm of win a title or it's a disappointment.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh?
Is wild.
Yeah.
Is really wild.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
But you're right. I'm with you. I think they got to win one.
Well, yeah. I mean,
they got to win one.
At this point.
But I have a couple questions about this.
Well, we can answer those questions because we've got hours to go.
Things that may hold them. Well, not necessarily things that hold them back, but just, I don't know. I guess we were talking about it through the prism of other like bets, other long shot bets like Xander to win the Open or Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
But that's the thing, they're not even a long shot bet anymore.
Well, but it's still 850. That's a hard bet to hit. Sure. I'm saying, of course, there are better or worse odds than a lot of the others, but it's still not.
Yeah.
Like that, what are the odds of a plus 850 bet hitting?
Yeah.
Like the percentage is not high.
Sure.
So it's still a long shot bet. It's just, there's something about me that does not trust the Ducks. I don't know why. I just don't.
You haven't seen it.
I guess that's what it is.
I think that's a big part of it.
Maybe it's just the idea that something bad's going to happen.
Well, why would you trust it? I guess that's my question.
Well, because they're so talented. Well, because, I mean, in college, I think what you're saying is in college football, look, if you're this talented, we've seen it. Talent wins out.
Yes.
As long as you have good coaching, which Oregon does, and you stay relatively healthy, you are going to win 95% of your games. It's going to come down to the two matchups, like where you play teams that are as talented or more talented than you. And that's Ohio State and maybe Michigan or whoever they play in the college football playoff. I'm just saying, even if Oregon is the most talented team in the country, there's something about, maybe it's just a mental hurdle about being here in Oregon and living the last 20 to 25 years of them building this, that you kind of have to pinch yourself that they're even in this spot. And there is still a little element of, I don't trust it because it's like uncharted territory.
Absolutely.
Whereas Georgia and Alabama.
Been there.
I mean, that's That's all they do. That's their expectation every year.
Although, to be fair, when Georgia, when Kirby got there, Georgia had that. Because as good as Mark Richt was, remember, Georgia hadn't won one since like 81. You know, there's an element of that that even in Georgia, it was like, well, man, because they couldn't get by Alabama. And Clemson had that too. And you know, it's.
Well, and Alabama didn't have it until they got Saban. Yeah. Well, I mean, they did, but not really.
Yeah.
I mean, they went through some down years.
Oh, absolutely. They went through the Mike Price years.
Texas kind of has.
Mike Price weeks.
Yeah. Mike Price days. Yeah. Texas has it. Ohio State has it, where it's like kind of every year, but there aren't many schools in that realm, man. And Oregon being true. In that realm is really wild. And I just.
And somewhere UW fan is laughing at him, being like, yeah, beat us first.
Yeah, I just think
and
that
I get that.
I see like a scenario where they get into UW game or
I think so. The
a college football playoff game and something goes wrong or a bad call here. Or
the difference is I was, you know, one of my dear friends is a diehard Husky. He went there, wife went there, kid went there, loves him. And last year, you know, they got to the brink of a national title and he knew going into that game that this was, I'm not going to say it was a one-off, but they knew that this was an opportunity and they're not going to come around. Whereas I think even he would admit we've had this conversation and it pisses him off, but it feels like UW had a moment, right? And you see that Virginia Tech all those years ago with Michael Vick had a moment. You see teams, Auburn with Cam Newton had a moment and they took advantage of theirs. You have moments. Where it feels like more when Clemson or Georgia was building theirs, that wasn't a moment. You're building. There's foundations being laid.
It's an extended
and it feels
window.
Like Oregon had their moments when they had the two, but they've continued to build and they've been through the rocky times and the coaching changes, and it really feels like a real solid foundation, and now they're
It feels a little different.
It's not like, oh my God, if we don't get there in a year or two, it's not going to happen.
Until Lanning leaves for Alabama and all his players follow him.
That would certainly be something.
We've already wrote that off, right? Like, it's not possible?
Well, for right now. I don't say never.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Not in college football.
But he does seem pretty committed.
All right. We'll wrap up that combo next. 351 on the Fan. Yeah, so the poll question today, expectations for Oregon, we all agree here, title or best. Next 5 years, let's go.
I did have a couple other cross-sport comparisons for you, odds-wise.
Okay.
MLB, the closest odds to winning the World Series would be the Orioles.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
This season. Okay. The 76ers for the next NBA championship.
Okay. Ooh.
And the Oilers for the next Stanley Cup.
See, I mean,
I don't like the Sixers one.
The Sixers one I don't love, but you know, the Oilers were there on the doorstep, and obviously the Orioles, I mean, they get some pitching help. They're as good as anyone in baseball.
So Baltimore, so the Ducks winning the college football playoff akin
odds-wise
to Baltimore winning
Super Bowl.
Baltimore winning the Super Bowl and
the
World Series. And then Edmonton winning the
Stanley Cup.
The
only one of those that I don't like is the
Sixers winning the NBA title.
Do the Ducks' title hopes rest on a 7-footer's terrible knees and ankles?
Hey, I like my guy clinging. Wait, did you just mention?
No.
Oh, what did you just say?
He was referencing Embiid, not clinging. Oh, but yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were.
No. Trust me, the Blazers' title hopes do not rest on Donovan Kling.
Well, if they're going to win a title, he better be healthy.
They do not rest.
I'm going to that league.
On the 18 minutes he's going to play and the 4 points and 8 rebounds that he's going to grab.
Well, so what I was thinking was, you know, in some other sports, particularly the NBA, we always talk about how there is a learning curve, right? Like you're a young team or like the Nuggets have to take their lumps before they get over the hump or whatever. Is that true in college football? Is that a thing that Oregon, having not been a blue blood for so long,
I mean, I suppose, but at the same time, there's such roster turnover every year in college football, especially now with their transfer portal. I think that's becoming less and less.
So it's just a year to year.
I think it's a year to year thing. Now, I don't want a team full of a bunch of freshmen. You know that I'll tell you that. I think the fact that Dylan Gabriel's, you know, 39 years old and is on his third team, I think that certainly helps as opposed to having a freshman. If you tell me you have a true freshman quarterback, you're not winning a national championship.
Gabriel's 23, by the way.
I know. I just was making a joke because he's been around college football a lot. But yes, I mean, and if you've noticed now, this tends to be more of the trend, and I think it will continue to be the trend. I think the days of turning your team over to the Johnny Manziels and the Jameis Winstons as freshmen and saying, hey, we're going to take our lumps and we're going to grow with this guy, I think for the title teams, I think those are less and less. You know, you look at a lot of these teams now, they've won titles with transfer quarterbacks. And I think when Dillon Gabriel goes, obviously you now brought in Dante Moore and he's going to be the guy, you would think. But if Dante Moore is not the guy, I promise you Oregon's not going to turn to a freshman. They're going to go out and find the next guy that was a star at, oh, I don't know, the star quarterback at Purdue or the star quarterback at Maryland. And they're going to go out and find him. Because that's the one position. I think you can be young at some places. I don't necessarily think you can be young at quarterback.
So if Oregon, let's say Oregon gets down to the nitty.
The nitty?
The nitty gritty or to the natty?
No, the nitty gritty.
Okay. Nitty natty?
And they are playing Georgia or Bama.
Sure.
Maybe even Ohio State again.
Mm-hmm. Texas.
They could play Ohio State, by the way, three times this year, hypothetically.
Yeah. They could.
Yeah, regular season, Big Ten championship, and then...
let's just say Georgia and Alabama. Okay.
Playoff.
Or maybe even just Georgia. Let's just keep it to Georgia. Are you betting Oregon?
No.
Exactly.
No.
And that's my only point. My only point is, man, when push comes to shove, you get in that big game against that team that's been there, it's tough to have the faith.
Yeah, you got
to
prove it. You gotta win those games. And they've seen, you know, sporadically. Remember a couple years ago, they with Mario Cristobal, by the way, they beat Ohio State at Ohio State.
But I'm talking about
I know.
The biggest stage, the biggest game.
I know. I'm just saying, like, Oregon has taken steps over the years, but you're right in that I have not seen anything that leads me to believe that when push comes to shove, you know, and Dan Lanning's been here 2 years, but I mean, and the really only stuff we have to go on. I mean, the collapse in the Civil War 2 years ago was inexcusable. I mean, it just...
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's an abomination. That's one of those that if you're on the hot seat, that game gets you fired. Obviously, Dan Lanning's not in trouble, but it was that kind of meltdown. And then, you know, in three games, you've been on the doorstep against Washington and... You know, whether you want to call it, players not making enough plays, or certainly you can point to Dan Lanning's coaching decisions and say that every one of those games was winnable and you let every one of those go down your leg. So I think it is absolutely fair to say that even in a game like with UW, you've got something to prove, let alone playing the Alabamas or the Georgias of the world.
I just think that's 100%. A big difference between taking Oregon in our betting scenario here as opposed to taking the Ravens.
Yeah.
Well, and that, I guess, well, Harbaugh's won one, but Lamar hasn't.
But that's ultimately why I went with Baltimore is, again, I think he had a two-time MVP and a coach that has been there, done that. And I would trust Baltimore a little bit more. Oregon definitely has a prove it because they're the shiny object right now and everyone loves them and everyone's jocking them. And it's like the sexy team and, they're getting all these recruits. And I get it. Beaver fan, Husky fan, Bulldog fan, Tide fan. They just sit there and laugh and say, well, you know, good luck winning something.
Go Beavers,
and when you do, come talk to me. But I will tell you that having talked to enough people, there are a lot of people in the world of college football that are worried about what's happening out of Eugene, which is why you're hearing more and more coaches name check Oregon. And even last year, before they lost to UW, there was a national kind of buzz being like, hey, the one team you don't want to see in the playoffs is Oregon. And then, of course, UW looked at that and laughed and was like, we'll see him again and we'll beat him again.
Super hot jeans talk. You ready for jeans talk?
All right. Dad jeans, I hope.
Coming up next. No, did you know that the SEC has...
Jeans.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Mom jeans.
You know, mom jeans are back. The kids are wearing jeans.
They hike those babies up, right?
No, yeah.
The waist.
Yep.
Did you know the SEC has an unofficial official gene?
Really?
Did you know that?
I hope it's Buddy Lee Man of Action jeans.
What does that even mean?
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Oh, dude, those are great. The old Lee jeans, they had a little, he was Buddy Lee. He was like a little, action figure. He was the man of action. He was the official guy of Lee jeans.
Did you have Lee jeans when you were growing up?
I had Bugle Boy jeans.
Did you have tough skins? I had tough skins.
Yeah, I could see that being a Midwest.
I had Lee and Bugle Boy.
Yeah. My mom bought me tough skins. I was like, oh, mom.
Yeah. The
word like Carhartt's for kids. I've never heard of tough skins.
Yeah, yeah, they were just like
they were like
Balen Hay jeans.
They had reinforced
working man's jeans.
That's right.
They had like patches pre-sewn over the legs so that you couldn't blow out the knees. They're like the worst. No one wanted tough skins.
No, you didn't want that.
No.
You just, you were a nerd if you wore tough skins. And my mom would buy me tough skins. She didn't care.
The worst ones that they had were cheap. I had hand-me-down Bugle Boy jeans, AC Slater style.
Bugles were popular at one point.
There was a lot of buckles on those things. That's all I know.
All right, hot jean talk next on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, so the poll question today, expectations for Oregon, we all agree here, title or best? Next 5 years, let's go.
I did have a couple other cross-sport comparisons for you, odds-wise.
Okay.
MLB, the closest odds to winning the World Series would be the Orioles.
Right now?
Right now.
Wow.
This season. Okay. The 76ers for the next NBA championship.
Okay.
And the Oilers for the next Stanley Cup.
See, I mean,
I don't like the Sixers one.
The Sixers one I don't love, but, you know, the Oilers were there on the doorstep, and obviously the Orioles, I mean, they get some pitching help. They're as good as anyone in baseball.
So Baltimore, so the Ducks winning the college football playoff akin.
Odds-wise.
Odds-wise to Baltimore winning.
Super Bowl.
Baltimore winning the Super Bowl and
the World Series.
World Series. And then Edmonton winning the
Stanley Cup.
The
only one of those that I don't like is the
Sixers. Winning the NBA title.
Do the Ducks' title hopes rest on a 7-footer's terrible knees and ankles?
Hey, I like my guy Klingon. Wait, did you just mention?
No.
Oh, what did you just say?
He was referencing Embiid, not Klingon, but yeah.
Sorry, I thought you were...
No. Trust me, the Blazers' title hopes do not rest on Donovan Klingon.
Well, if they're going to win a title, he better be healthy.
They do not rest on the 18 minutes he's going to play and the 4 points and 8 rebounds that he's going to grab. Well,
so what I was thinking was, in some other sports, particularly the NBA, we always talk about how there is a learning curve, right? Like you're a young team or like the Nuggets have to take their lumps before they get over the hump or whatever. Is that true in college football? Is that a thing that Oregon, having not been a blue blood for so long...
I mean, I suppose, but at the same time, there's such roster turnover every year in college football, especially now with their transfer portal. I think that's becoming less and less.
So it's just a year to year.
I think it's a year to year thing. Now, issue. I don't want a team full of a bunch of freshmen. You know, that I'll tell you that. I think the fact that Dylan Gabriel's, you know, 39 years old and is on his third team, I think that certainly helps as opposed to having a freshman. If you tell me you have a true freshman quarterback, you're not winning a national championship.
Gabriel's 23, by the way.
I know. I just was making a joke because he's been around college football a lot. But yes, I mean, and if you've noticed now, this tends to be more of the trend, and I think it will continue to be the trend. I think the days of turning your team over to the Johnny Manziels and the Jameis Winstons as freshmen and saying, hey, we're going to take our lumps and we're going to grow with this guy. I think for the title teams, I think those are less and less. You know, you look at a lot of these teams now, they've won titles with transfer quarterbacks. And I think when Dylan Gabriel goes, obviously, you now brought in Dante Moore, and he's going to be the guy, you would think. But if Dante Moore is not the guy, I promise you, Oregon's not going to turn to a freshman. They're going to go out and find the next guy that was a star at, oh, I don't know, the star quarterback at Purdue or the star quarterback at Maryland, and they're going to go out and find him. Because that's the one position. I think you can be young at some places. I don't necessarily think you can be young at quarterback.
So if Oregon, let's say Oregon gets down to the nitty.
The nitty.
The nitty gritty or to the natty?
No, the nitty gritty.
Okay. Nitty natty?
And they are playing Georgia or Bama.
Sure.
Maybe even Ohio State again.
Mm-hmm. Texas.
They could play Ohio State, by the way, three times this year, hypothetically.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah, regular season, Big Ten championship, and then...
let's just say Georgia and Alabama. Okay.
Playoff.
Or maybe even just Georgia. Let's just keep it to Georgia. Are you betting Oregon? Like,
No.
Exactly.
No.
And that's my only point. My only point is, man, when push comes to shove, you get in that big game against that team that's been there, it's tough to have the faith.
Yeah, you got to prove it. You got to win those games. And they've seen, you know, sporadically, remember a couple years ago, with Mario Cristobal, by the way, they beat Ohio State at Ohio State.
But I'm talking about,
I know.
The biggest stage, the biggest game.
I know. I'm just saying, like, Oregon has taken steps over the years, but you're right in that I have not seen anything that leads me to believe that when push comes to shove, you know, and Dan Lanning's been here 2 years, but, I mean, and the really only stuff we have to go on, I mean, the collapse in the Civil War 2 years ago was inexcusable. I mean, it just...
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's an abomination. That's one of those that if you're on the hot seat, that game gets you fired. Obviously, Dan Lanning's not in trouble, but it was that kind of meltdown. And then, you know, in three games, you've been on the doorstep against Washington, and, you know, whether you want to call it, players not making enough plays, or certainly you can point to Dan Lanning's coaching decisions and say that every one of those games was winnable, and you let every one of those go down your leg. So I think it is absolutely fair to say that even in a game like with UW, you've got something to prove, let alone playing the Alabamas or the Georgias of the world.
I just think that's 100%. A big difference between taking Oregon in our betting scenario here as opposed to taking the Ravens.
Yeah.
Well, and that, I guess, well, Harbaugh's won one, but Lamar hasn't.
But that's ultimately why I went with Baltimore is, again, I think he had a two-time MVP and a coach that has been there, done that, and I would trust Baltimore a little bit more. Oregon definitely has a prove it because they're the shiny object right now, and everyone loves them, and everyone's jocking them, and it's like the sexy team, and, oh, they're getting all these recruits, and I get it. Beaver fan, Husky fan, Bulldog fan, Tide fan, they just sit there and laugh and say, well, you know, good luck winning something.
Go Beavers,
and when you do, come talk to me. But I will tell you that having talked to enough people, there are a lot of people in the world of college football that are worried about what's happening out of Eugene, which is why you're hearing more and more coaches name check Oregon. And even last year, before they lost to UW, there was a national kind of buzz being like, hey, the one team you don't want to see in the playoffs is Oregon. And then, of course, UW looked at that and laughed and was like, we'll see him again and we'll beat him again.
Super hot jeans talk. You ready for jeans talk?
All right. Dad jeans, I hope.
Coming up next. No, did you know that the SEC has...
Jeans.
Well, I'm sorry, what?
Mom jeans.
You know, mom jeans are back. The kids are wearing
jeans. They hike those babies up, right?
No, yeah.
The waist.
Yep.
Did you know the SEC has an unofficial official jean?
Really?
Did you know that?
I hope it's Buddy Lee Man of Action jeans.
What does that even mean?
You don't remember those commercials?
No.
Oh, dude, those are great. The old Lee jeans, they had a little... He was Buddy Lee. He was like a little action figure. He was the man of action. He was the official guy of Lee jeans.
Did you have Lee jeans when you were growing up?
I had Bugle Boy jeans.
Did you have tough skins? I had tough skins.
Yeah, I can see that being a Midwest.
I had Lee and Bugle Boy.
Yeah. My mom bought me tough skins. I was like, oh, mom.
Yeah. The
word like Carhartts for kids? I've never heard of tough skins.
Yeah, yeah, they were just like...
They were
like Balen Hay jeans.
They had reinforced...
Working man's jeans.
That's right.
They had like patches pre-sewn over the legs so that you couldn't blow out the knees. They're like the worst. No one wanted tough skins.
No, you didn't want that.
No.
You were a nerd if you wore tough skins. And my mom would buy me tough skins. She didn't care.
The worst ones that I had hand-me-down Bugle Boy jeans, AC Slater style.
Bugles were popular at one point.
There was a lot of buckles on those things. That's all I know.
All right, hot jean talk next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!